Welcome to Outside the Box, trying to franchise good ideas. Today's topic is White Men Can't Vote. There's a lot of voting based on fear taking place these days. Fear of Barack Obama, fear of dangerous Republicans or Democrats, fear of new health care programs, immigrants, low-income people, and other fears too numerous to mention. Many people voted their fears in this last election. But fear just isn't a good reason for making decisions or electing government officials. So I think it's necessary to take voting rights away from many who voted on that basis. Since a lot of those voters were white guys, European American men, it seems sensible to deny the vote to them, just as women were denied the vote for over 130 years, and African American men for over 75, and sometimes a century longer. Even though many darker skinned people and white women voted out of fear as well, I think they should retain the vote, having had to struggle for decades just to get it. Why else have I chosen white men to give up their votes? Suffragette Alice Miller suggested five reasons way back in 1915. Here they are, slightly edited. 1. Because man's place is in the army. 2. Because no really manly man wants to settle any question other than by fighting. 3. Because if men adopted peaceable methods, women would no longer look up to them. 4. Because men will lose their charm if they step out of their natural sphere. And 5. Because men are too emotional. There are other current reasons advocated by both genders to deny the vote to white men. Men want to solve conflicts with guns, so let them, but don't drag the rest of us into that swamp also. Leave men to fix kitchen drawers, repair the car, watch football, drink beer, and not be bothered by details like government or public laws and policies. Or as my partner put it, don't worry your pretty little head about it. Another reason. Men are not the protectors that they formerly claimed to be. Now they often need the protection of women. Men are still too emotional. They will vote for a woman only if she's cute, or else engage in male solidarity voting, no matter how dangerous and mean-spirited the male candidate is. And most men have plenty of privilege already, and don't need to vote to get their way most of the time anyway. Finally, women's place may still be in the home, but now anyone can vote from their home more easily than going to the voting booth. As in 1920, when primarily white men decided to give the vote to women, it should be up to women and people of color voters to decide a constitutional amendment whether or not white men should continue to have the vote. Of course, there's no guarantee that women and men of color on their own will choose people who will make better legislation. But white men have been in control for over two centuries, and look at the mess we have now. It's time to give women and darker-skinned men a chance to carve their own path. Would you support a constitutional amendment to deny the vote to white men? Why? Or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, deciding that the vote hasn't done much good for our state or country, so why bother?